executive session back into regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now back in regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, we discussed the loan item that was on the executive session agenda, and there is no action to be taken at this time.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Moving to public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearings will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and home address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council would defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the Council and Commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first matter today is change of zone number 1933. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Mr. President, I've received a request from the applicant requesting that CZ 1933 and CZ 1934 be consolidated in their public hearings, as was the case before the Planning and Zoning Commission. Yep. Seeing no objection from Council, I'll introduce both. So CZ 1933 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.62 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.39 mile east of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 390. The 911 address is 33006 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 59.00. An application CZ 1934 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.18 acres more or less. The property, being a landlocked parcel, is located on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.39 mile east of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 390. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 58.00. Submitted into the record for both applications, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the plus comments, a copy of the property surveys, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation responses. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, copies of the site plan. We have received one mail return for both applications and zero comments. Both applications were subject to public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission in its meeting of April 28th of this year, and at its meeting of May 12th of this year, CZ 1933 was recommended for approval of the application for the 8 reasons outlined in the motion, and application CZ 1934 was recommended for approval for the 9 reasons as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, copies of both of those motions, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Bunting, if you'd like to come forward.
Good afternoon. Daniel Bunting, representing Bunting Holdings and 54 Limited Partnership. Mr. Whitehouse, thank you. The area of Route 54 has grown exponentially with residential housing subdivisions all around. And we feel that this more or less infill zoning of the C2 zone around areas that are all C1 would allow us to plan for the future and serve those residents best. We have no plan for the properties at this time, but once this zoning goes down, it'll help us plan for the future. The property to the direct left is our Bunting Construction office, which is also zoned C1 as well. As Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, this is in the coastal bays area, so we did go through PLUS before attempting this rezoning, received favorable comments from all the state agencies, as well as 4-0 votes at Planning and Zoning in April, or sorry, on the May 12th agenda. So we respectfully ask that you vote in favor of this as well. Thank you.
Do you have anything else to add, or?
Yes, sir.
Any questions to the Council? Nope. Any questions?
If not, if you'd like to have a seat, please. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application or these applications? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter? Okay, thank you, Operator. Mr. President, at this time we close the public hearing on this matter, and if Council desires, close public record.
Why don't we do them one at a time?
Yes.
We'll close public hearing and close public record, okay, with Council.
Sure.
On the first one, CZ 1933.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.62 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer?
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley?
I will also vote yes based on planning and zoning's reasons.
I also will vote yes based on the eight reasons planning and zoning gave. Change of zone 1933 is passed.
And the next one, Mr. President, is
change of zone 1934.
Yes. And ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.18 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Schaefer. Let me back up a second. Let's make sure we close the public hearing.
Yes.
And close the record before we vote on this.
Yes. So, yes. And okay. I believe I thought that you were going to
make sure
vote.
So yes, no question did. The public yes. Listening out there.
Yes.
So we've done that. We've got a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I'll vote yes based on planning and zoning's reasons.
I also vote yes based on P&Z's reasons. Change of zone 1934 passed. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day. Next.
Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1980. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.91 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Atlantic Avenue, which is Route 26, approximately 475 feet east of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34464 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 191.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of the plus comments, along with the applicant's response to those plus comments. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of fact and a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 28th of this year, and at its meeting of May 12th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Question to Council. Question to Council.
Ms. Speed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Vincent, Council members, Council Moore, Director Whitehouse, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandalas Brockstead. I am here today on behalf of applicant Mars RE LLC with Roger Schwantender, owner of the LLC, as well as John Murray, senior project manager with Mott McDonald. That's present if you have any technical questions that he will answer. The applicant, as stated, is requesting a change of zone from AR1 agricultural residential to C3 heavy commercial for an application denominated change of zone 1980. For applicant owners, 3.19 acre property more or less located in the Baltimore 100 at 34464 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware. Tax map parcel number 134-11-191. The applicant, as Director Whitehouse stated, submitted a supplemental exhibit packet to Planning and Zoning on April 14, 2022, that should be before you and included in the packet, and appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 28, 2022. On May 12, 2022, the Commission recommended unanimous approval for 9 reasons, as stated by Director Whitehouse. That information is included in the packet for your review as well. Briefly, to go over the project, the site lies on the southwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 350 feet east of the four-way intersection of Powell Farm Road, Omar Road, Vines Creek Road, and Atlantic Avenue. And if I could get the, I think I can do it myself, actually. Yep, thanks. So you'll just see, zooming out here, the proximity of the site to GR and MR properties, as well as commercialized properties at the other intersection. Across the street specifically are property zones CR1 that operate as a CarQuest auto parts and marine store, as well as a Goodyear Tire Center. Traveling east on Atlantic Avenue, there's a Good Earth Market, that's zone CR1, and then property zones C1 and CR1 at the intersection of Roxana Road and Atlantic Avenue. At that intersection is Creative Concepts, Liberty Gas Station, Hawkers, and Walgreens, to name a few uses. And then in the opposite direction, at the intersection of Pell Farm Road, Omar Road, Vine Creek Road, and Atlantic Avenue, properties are zoned, as I stated, MR and GR. And that intersection is also the location of St. George's Church specifically. And then down on Omar Road is also the Hidden Acres subdivision, just to give you an idea of what's going on around the site. So the site is presently vacant with trees bordering the rear yard of the perimeter of the site and a small area of non-tidal wetlands consisting of 0.45 acres that are shown on the plan submitted into the record. Open space will be prioritized and that wetlands area will remain as a non-disturbed area. There is also the St. George's Tax Ditch watershed located and tax ditch shown on the plan as well. The applicant will submit to the DENREC tax ditch section specifically, subject to the approval of this rezoning. The project is located in Tier 1 of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District, and Central Sewer is anticipated to be served by Sussex County, with Central Water anticipated to be served by Tidewater Utilities. Stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The project is specifically located in investment levels 2 and 3. The intended future use is a mixed-use development to consist of commercial space and multi-family residential use or other C3 permitted uses. Other C3 permitted uses include agriculture-related uses like commercial greenhouses and wholesale nurseries, residential uses including hotels and motels, and commercial uses including convenience store, gas station, restaurants, business parks, and professional offices. As stated, for reasons at the Planning and Zoning Commission, we believe that this rezoning request is consistent with the comprehensive plan, consistent with the surrounding uses, and we respectfully request approval of the rezoning application. I will entertain any questions that you may have.
Okay. Questions, Council?
I have a couple.
Mr. Hudson.
When I was reading the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, there was some question about the building heights.
Yes, sir.
And the there's, you know, I know that it's 42 and then 52 in C3, right? Am I correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
42 no. Max is C3.
42.
There was...
Because there was a question about, Ms. Wingate stated that she thought that the building height was 52 feet.
I can explain. Okay. So we initially, when we initially submitted this application, there had been a different engineer working on the project.
Okay.
And the original rezoning request was to HR2, not C3.
Okay.
And yeah. So the height of the proposed building will meet the 40, will comply with the 42 feet height requirement for C3, subject to the approval.
Okay.
Okay.
I know there was some discussion about that.
There
in
was.
Minutes, and it's a little bit confusing.
Yep, and so, and to be clear, all that was submitted into the record is just a concept plan. We understand that we have to go through site plan approval subject to the rezoning.
I see you assured that the mixed-use building would be 42 feet.
Correct.
I just wanted to make sure that's clarified so that we don't,
yes.
Something is not kind of crossed
and up. In the minutes here, right, and in the record here. I understand.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Questions?
There's good. Any other questions? At this point, do you have anything else to add, any witnesses or anything?
That's all we have at
okay,
this point.
Okay, thank you. If you want to have a seat, is there anyone in here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter? Thank you, operator. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We're going to close the public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.91 acres more or less. For the reasons given for planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 9.
Pleasure, Council.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, certainly.
And I forgot to do this, I have it in my head. The mixed use part, the residential part, are they apartments or are they to be sold as?
At this point, we don't have it. There isn't a decision on that at this point.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer?
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Riley?
I would vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning. I would encourage the applicant to, if they do apartments, to consider adding workforce housing as a component.
I also will vote yes based on the reason given by planning and zoning. Change the zone 1980 is passed. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Next, Mr. Moore.
The next one on the agenda was change the zone number 1956. And Mr. Whitehouse, said this one, the one that you received the letter from Mr. Smith on, is that correct?
That's correct. So the letter was timely filed on June 2nd, so it was received last week. My understanding is that the applicant will work with staff to bring back another application for a conditional use, but he's requesting that this change of zone be withdrawn.
Okay. Since it came after the planning and zoning hearing, I think it'd be appropriate to just make a motion to allow his withdrawal of that, his withdrawal, formal withdrawal.
To accept his letter.
Yes.
Withdrawal. Okay.
Which one's that?
Change the zone number 1956. So just be a simple motion.
I'll make that motion to
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to allow the applicant on change of zone 1956. We've got his letter, so he's allowed to withdraw this request to change his zone, and it will come back later date with something other request, I guess. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. That was drawn. Next, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2341. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a farm, tractor, and truck repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 20 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36, approximately 0.23 miles south of Abbott's Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 620. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 22.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 28th of this year, and at the meeting of May 12th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application, subject to the 6 reasons and subject to the 13 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, Council? If not, the applicant, like, come forward, please. Give us your name and address.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Caden Opplinger. My address, 7465 Shawnee Road, Milford. I'm seeking a conditional use for a farm, tractor, and truck repair shop. If you have any questions, I'm open for it.
Is this something you're doing? You've been doing this?
Yes, sir.
On this property?
Not on this property.
Different property.
Yeah, I've been leasing off of a company that has a shop that they have a spare bay in. So that's what I'd like to get my own place.
Do you have plenty of parking for the trucks that you're going to repair and farm machinery repair?
Yes, sir. There wouldn't be any parked outside. It would all be done inside in the shop.
So all your repairs will take place inside?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're okay with the conditions that the Planning Commission recommended?
I'm not sure that I saw those.
Well, there's 7.
Actually, more than that, I think.
Should have got one in the mail, I think, but maybe hadn't got there yet.
Yeah.
It's limited to truck and farm equipment repairs. That shouldn't be a problem.
But we'll get you. We're going to get you a copy. Take your time. You can read this thing. We've got. There's no rush.
Yeah.
Just read through those, the 6 reasons, and then the conditions.
Yeah, if you go to number 7, you'll see where it starts at A. That's really the conditions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said all the repairs would be done inside, didn't you? You just said that.
Yes, sir. Yep, that all sounds fantastic.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer. It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any, did you have anything else to add, sir?
Actually, I did want to ask a question. I didn't know if I apply for an entrance permit here, or is that separate?
That's with the state.
Okay.
DLDOT, yeah.
After the meeting, I'll give you a few minutes to go through the process, if that helps.
Okay.
When we get done, just hang around, we'll have to talk to you, walk you through what you got to do.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
If any other, any questions from council? If not, if you want to have a seat, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Mr. President, we can now close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close the public hearing. So given council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a farm tractor and truck repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 20 acres more or less, for the reasons numbered 1 through 6 and the conditions 7A through M given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, council.
I'll just make a quick question.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Question.
Wait a minute, Mr. Riley.
I was wondering if it's appropriate to defer since Ms. Green is not here.
Okay. I mean, I don't see any reason to defer.
I'll make the motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We're going to take a vote. Normally, the person whose district is in, Mrs. Green, is not in attendance today, so we're going to start right away. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the conditions placed on the application by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes based on the reasons and given by Planning and Zoning along with the conditions.
Hudson.
I vote yes for the reasons given and conditions placed by Planning and Zoning.
I also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's conditions and recommendations. Conditional use 2341 is passed. Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon. Just wait a minute or two. You can talk, Mr. Whitehouse. We're going to be done here. Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.